Radio stations of the new radio sports network.com. I'm Tim Coles, and each week we're joined by the head coach and general manager of the Green Bay Gamblers, head coach Pat Mikisch. And coach, first of all, Merry Christmas. I mean, this is the holiday season, and it's nice that we've made it so far this year.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a little refreshing right now. You know, it's everything's been so unsimilar in recent times here, but you, just to see the neighborhoods decorated and people excited to have a little bit of normal back and spend some time together.
Now the players, they have their host families that they'll be most likely celebrating the holidays with. Do they get any time with their family at all, or are they just like many of us that will be doing their Christmas celebrations via Zoom or video conferencing?
Well, I know the players that I have that actually live at our house are planning to Zoom the present openings and everything that way. So, but I think there's a number of parents that are planning on coming in for the games around the New Year's, with the games the 30th and 31st. So I think there'll be some visiting, but, you know, it's different. The guys have spent time with their billet families, and they're extremely close with those billet families. So it's unique this year. Normally we'd be all at home on break and coming back, but the fact that we have the game right away on the 26th is kind of nice. It keeps the guys focused, and we'll enjoy about a day and a half off and then get back at it.
Well, you were saying that you're also a host family as well. What did Santa Pat bring the players to your house?
Oh, that'd be all my wife, Amy. She takes care of all those things. I might give them a roll of tape or something like that, but I'm sure Amy will have everything planned out for them.
Maybe an extra line change during the game on the 26th if they're lucky.
If they're playing well, they might get an extra shift, but they got to earn that. There's nothing free around here.
Well, we take a look back at the week that was when we chatted last week. It was actually just before your win against Dubuque, and then you went out to Youngstown and swept those two games. And how did the offense play that, you know, you had to be really impressed, just because it seemed like not only did they play well, but you attacked them right out of the gate.
Yeah, I like the brand of hockey we played. We were playing faster. I think a big thing, if you look at the stat lines, was the amount of points that came from our defensemen. We've had Mason Lori contributing all year, but to see Jared Crespo and Dylan Abbott, you know, starting to climb that board and contributing offensively, that's a key to our team, is to have that balance scoring.
And the other nice thing that we also saw as well is that, you know, three games in a week, that adds to it as well. And then also a long road trip, probably as long as you guys have all season long, traveling out to Youngstown. How happy were you with how the team got off the bus after that long bus ride to Youngstown?
It was good. It is a long trip, and we get out there in plenty of time, so to kind of get the body up and running. So we drove through the night on Wednesday, got there Thursday morning, had a skate, spent some time around the hotel, and then had another skate Friday morning before the game. So it helps that trip to spread it out and give yourself a little bit of time to get ready, because the body's, you know, not going to be able to jump off the bus and play that game, you know, 6 hours later. So it's good that the guys came off the bus. They had time to prepare and went into a venue that's not easy to play in. They're a very physical team, and I thought we played extremely well.
And both of those teams, obviously, maybe not as high up in the standings as they would like. You know, what kind of things do you tell your players to make sure that they don't take any games lightly, especially since you'll be seeing Dubuque again this weekend?
Well, I think the big thing is every game is worth 2 points. And you need to understand that if you're giving those points away, somebody else is climbing up behind you, or the teams just in front of you are moving ahead. So we need to stay on pace with, you know, the Chicagos and the Muskegons in our division. And so I think the locker room does a good job of understanding that. And, you know, they know how important, you know, every point is. And nobody's going to give us free points, so we better go out and get them.
Now, and we're joined right now by head coach Pat Mikisch. We'll go back to the holiday theme. Which players, we won't even talk about the Cole. We'll just get that out of the vernacular. But who are maybe the players on the team that could expect an extra present underneath the tree or a stocking just because of how well they've been playing so far this year?
Well, you know, Mason Lori, you know, he's the best defenseman in the league, in my opinion. And night in and night out, he's making, he's making adjustments in his own game to be even better. And so we've been extremely happy with him. Our leadership core with Jesse Tucker, Jake Schmaltz, Cam Thiessing, these kids just show up and they compete so hard every day. And so I think those guys probably will buy themselves a present and put something special under the tree for themselves. But it's we're a team. We're 11 games into it now. You know, 8-2-1. You know, it's I think everybody in that room is deserving of, you know, a thank you for me, you know, to get off to this type of start. And but we want to grow. I mean, that's the biggest thing that we'll talk about when we come back from get through kind of the New Year's, and then we'll kind of talk about that next third of the season. And when we get into that second third, you really want to take that next step. And being a dominant team in this league is being that consistent, you know, every night team that's tough to play against.
And when you take a look as we approach that third of the season, Mark, what is maybe that separation between, you know, the teams that you've been able to have some success with, the Youngstowns, the Dubukes, and then that also that upper echelon, that Muskegon and Chicago that you're still trying to chase in the standings?
Well, and that's the point. Those points are going to become those huge four-point games. I think we play Muskegon four times in a row in January. So, you know, we're 1-0 against them right now. You know, we've got to go and want to be 2-0, you know, that next time we face off against them. And then a Chicago team we're 1-1-1 against. So it's going to be great games, and we need to make sure that, you know, we take the points and find ways to create more separation with the teams behind us and then push down, you know, those other teams.
And you're playing Dubuque again this week. And obviously, I mean, in junior hockey, you're used to seeing these teams, you know, twice in a weekend. It feels like you've seen Dubuque a lot to kind of kick off this first third of the season. I believe this is probably the third or fourth game that you've actually played against them. And you would have had that preseason game. What are some of the things that when you look at a team like Dubuque, even though you've been able to have this success, what are some of the things that you kind of like seeing out of that Fighting Saints team, because they do challenge maybe your defensemen, or they challenge a specific part of that game that you're trying to still develop within your team?
Well, I think, you know, we've only seen Dubuque actually once. And
I feel like you've seen them a bunch.
we've talked about them a lot, but they are a very top-end team. Their top line is as tough to match up against as we see in the league, along with Chicago. And so it is one of those, we need to be prepared and understand that when we're playing against their top guys, we've got to be at our best. You know, I think where we have a little upper edge on the Dubuque team is our depth. And then, so we need our depth to be better than their depth in those nights. And we need to take advantage of all four lines. And that's kind of the separation between our two teams right now. And we need to maintain that. And so that's why we need to be everybody engaged, everybody locked in, and understand that night in and night out, we can't take, you know, shifts off.
And the other nice thing is that you have a little bit of a homestand coming up. You obviously have the game this Saturday, and then you'll be home for two against Team USA next week. And how nice is it, especially around this holiday time, or just in general, to kind of have this long streak at home?
Yeah, I mean, especially coming off being on the road the two previous weekends. We had the one home game midweek against Dubuque, but, you know, we've been gone two long weekends. It's nice to be here. Your practices are a little bit cleaner. You know, we could spend more time, you know, with individuals on video, things like that. So there's lots of positives to having that time at home, and especially, you know, a little bit of holiday time, and the guys can have a little fun as well.
Well, once again, coming up this Saturday, the Green Bay Gamblers are at home against the Dubuque Fighting Saints. The puck drops at 7 o'clock, and for the first time since you guys last played Dubuque, we'll have the game right here on 104.1 WRLU and streaming worldwide at the New Radio Sports Network. Coach, we'll let you go. Thank you again, and Merry Christmas from all of us at the New Radio Sports Network.
Yeah, Merry Christmas from the Gamblers as well.